And joining us once again is Kim Anderson, our Extension Grain Marketing Specialist. Kim, this last week we saw a little bit of movement in the market. It jumped up about 75 cents, then came back down $1.40. What's causing all this movement?
Well, I don't have a clue what's causing it. And like even some of the analysts that I put a lot of credibility in what they have to say, said this move surprised them. You know, in 10 days, you know, 4 days, we got that 75 cent up move. We broke through that upside resistance on that dollar sideways pattern. I went up 35 cents above it. And then in the next 6 days, we took out that 35 plus another six, another 5 cents, a total of $1.40, and went down and just touched the bottom side of that sideways pattern. And prices are now just moving along in the sideways pattern that they were in, you know, at the beginning of last week.
So really a lot of movement to get back to where we started. What's driving all this? Is corn still the driving factor in the wheat market?
Corn is definitely having an influence. You know, China's having an influence. A lot of rumors in it on that, like you said, the 75 up, the $1.40 down. There was essentially no change in the supply and demand conditions. You had funds getting in the market a little bit at the beginning of that up move, and then dumping a bunch of contracts as the prices were going down. So you've got China, you've got the corn situation and the variability in corn. Of course, corn prices came down 60 cents in that time along with wheat. And you have the funds with a massive amount of long contracts. And I think the concern for the market, and one move, the reason the market came down so fast, is the market is worried about when the funds start selling, and they are selling these and getting out of this massive long position.
All right, so if the funds are the major driving factor right now in terms of this up and down volatility, is it going to stick around a while?
Oh, yes, because, you know, like with corn, the funds probably have 370,000 contracts. With wheat, the managed funds probably have around 70,000, something like that. So they still hold a lot of long positions, and they, at some point, they're going to need to come out of those positions.
Okay, long term, though, as we look at 2011, things seem to be running pretty good as far as holding steady?
Well, I think so. Predictions or the estimates I've seen on the U.S. wheat planted acres, well, maybe 2 to 4% more acres than we had last year. If you use average yields and average harvested acres, you come out with around 2.1 billion bushels. In other words, just enough wheat with the beginning stocks to hold our ending stocks through the 2011-12 marketing year. In other words, prices about where they are, volatile and in this range for maybe the next 18 months.
All right, good information as always. Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist.